This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. A little respite from our draft talk, but we're going to get back into it now. 8 days to go. Obviously, there are a lot of needs for this Commanders team. They had almost 30 prospects out at Topgolf last night interviewing these guys, but the focus is on the quarterback, and more analysts are looking at the film. It does seem like Jaden Daniels' stock is actually rising, if that's possible. I saw one of the analysts say he's got him ranked over Caleb Williams. But Drake May is a very polarizing prospect. Some people absolutely love him. Some think he's a bit of a project. Here's what Dan Orlovsky said about Drake May yesterday.
Drake May, so much about his game that I love, so much about his game that reminds me of Jordan Love. And that's why I've sat since this process started and said, you know what, after watching the tape, he needs that Jordan Love treatment to wait 2 years and mechanically get built up. There's so much talent in his game, but, and this is why I say so many of the misses or the flaws or weaknesses are mechanically tied. Okay, he's running sprint right. We're just trying to get an easy completion of that wide receiver. He's running his body full speed this way and fading backwards and throwing off of the wrong foot, and he skips a little hitch throw. Everyone goes, this guy stinks. That's mechanically so easy to fix. I remember watching the same stuff with Jordan Love's college tape. It's just bad mechanics. See how his body's falling away and back? You know, easily that a good quarterback coach fixes that, okay? But everyone sits there and goes, this guy misses these throws. I understand that, but those are gonna be fixed at the NFL level, okay? One of the other things that I think has to get attacked is he too often plays way too fast. Now, I think that's part of the college offense, and it forces misses, okay? Now, this is what I'm talking about here. He's throwing a 5-yard shallow cross to the middle of the field. He misses it high and outside on that receiver, okay? Now, this is what I say playing too fast. He's going to catch the ball, and he's already set to throw. Now, I've talked about his mechanics. He's standing straight up. You're not going to play football in the NFL at that position, standing straight up constantly, okay? Now, Drake has already gotten to the second progression of this play. These receivers aren't remotely close to being ready for the football. But with good coaching, with distinct good coaching, very fixable.
I mean, it's kind of encouraging, but the problem is if you draft somebody at number two, you really want that guy to play like in his rookie season, if not week one.
In a perfect world, a guy could sit for 1 or 2 years.
Right.
You know, like Aaron Rodgers did. But that world has changed in the NFL. And if you start, first of all, if you start Marcus Mariota, you've got literally zero chance of making the playoffs.
Right.
Okay. And number two, he's probably going to play anyway because Mariota's either going to play poorly and get benched or he's going to get hurt. So unless you're going to just throw Jeff Driskel in there as your backup.
Well, yeah, but what if you did play Mariota until it just became untenable or he got hurt.
That's possible. Yeah. Well, that's, what I'm saying.
That could be in the plans.
So that's what I'm saying. So you can't just sit Drake May for a year or two. He's going to end up playing either way.
Yeah, but it's a lot different.
Or Daniels.
It's a lot different, though, than going in thinking whoever we draft has to start week one. You know, that's a different mentality.
He doesn't have to start week one.
Yeah, that's a different mentality.
I'm just saying there's no way that Mariota is going to play in a full season.
I wonder if people are on board, though, if it was a Jordan Love plan. Adam Peters' job is to turn the franchise around, not necessarily to win in year one. It's different than Dan Quinn. That's why some people want a GM separate from the coach.
Which is that's the rational way to do it.
Right.
Correct
so
way to do
Adam
it.
Peters, we don't know this, may think, hey, Dan Orlovsky may be right, but the elite throws, Drake May's better. Mm-hmm. And I think PFF says, statistically, Drake May had the most big-time throws of all the top prospects. So they may think, you know, the 20-yard down and out, Drake May is better than that, than Jaden Daniels. The long bomb, even though everybody says Jaden Daniels is a good deep passer, Drake May is better than that. They may be wowed by some of the things that he did on his pro day and just generally from watching the film. But they may acknowledge that he needs that Jordan Love treatment for a year or two. Are fans willing to wait on that? I put it up as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and I want your answer. So Green Bay sat Jordan Love for two seasons before he took over as the Packers starter. If the Commanders had to do the same thing with Drake May, would you still be on board with drafting him?
All right, well, hold on.
So I'm telling you he's going to sit for two seasons.
Hold on, there's a huge difference there. Jordan Love was sitting behind Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
He's going to Hall of Fame.
But just work with me on the hypothetical.
On the hypothetical.
So right now, you know, they're going to develop him for 2 years, and he's not taking over as the full-time starter until year three. But I'm going to give you Jordan Love's production from year three.
So Drake May is going to
May in year three, when he becomes a starter, is going to give you Jordan Love-type production.
Well, hold on a
which
second.
Was one of the best quarterbacks
I understand
in the
hypothetical, but it's very difficult to answer because who's the starting quarterback for those 2 years when he's sitting?
Well, I guess this year it's Marcus Mariota.
The idea would be that you're just kind of sacrificing these 2 years, yeah. That you don't care.
That's going to be tough for Dan.
So it could be anybody. It could be you.
So I don't think fans are willing to just sit for 2 years and watch struggling.
They are with the Wizards. Well, they are with the Nats.
Well, what about 1 year? What about 1 year?
I don't know if they are.
1 year is much more palatable than 2 years.
If he's the better player long term, are you willing to have your number two draft pick sit? Dan Orlovsky says he needs that. 800-636-1067.
Do you want to see, as a Commanders fan, Eric, do you want to see whoever if it's Drake May, sit for 2 years and play behind Marcus Mariota and Jeff Driskel for two years?
No, I mean, obviously in a perfect world, I don't. But if you gave me JP's hypothetical and you said, listen, if this kid sits for a year and a half, 2 years, and then you're going to have, say, Justin Herbert-like production, I would take it.
I just have a hard time believing that Dan Quinn is going to be okay.
You told me I would solve the quarterback solution.
If you could predict the future and he says, this is Justin Herbert in year three, different story.
But that's where Dan Quinn's going to be at odds with Peters. And like, Dan Quinn doesn't have 2 years of just goodwill built up to go, you know, out and win 5 games 1 year and 7 games the next year in his first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't want to do that. He's coming in for his second chance. This is like his vindication tour after he was
let go
by Atlanta.
But this is kind of the same scenario Ron was in. Ron was perfectly willing to punt the first year until they found a way to backdoor their way into the playoffs.
But we talked about this at the end of the season. You know, some EB would argue it's the worst roster he'd ever seen, right? So they're filling all these holes.
I've never seen anything.
They're filling all these holes, but a lot of these guys aren't even long term,
right?
You know, Bobby Wagner's not going to be here 5 years from now,
right?
So they brought in guys to basically
fill the gap,
fill spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Nobody over there.
So
tell you
if you're
a lot
thinking,
of 1 year guys.
If you're thinking, this is a long term rebuild.
That's what they're
saying. Sure,
thinking.
Dan Quinn wants to win as many games in year one and year two, but I'm going to answer the question. I would say yes if I believe Drake May is better than Jaden Daniels long term. But I got to suck it up for 2 years and have him sit to develop. But I'm going to get Jordan Love production.
Year?
Jordan Love in year three, and I understand he was sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, second in the NFL in touchdowns with 32. QBR 62.1 ninth. And you know what? Yes, the second playoff game wasn't that good, but overall in the playoffs, five touchdowns, two picks, quarterback rating 108. You take that.
The 2 years is a deal breaker for me. If you tell me Drake May is going to be Justin Herbert version 2.0 after sitting for 1 year, and by the way, if you have a really good quarterback support system, which it looks like they do on that offensive staff, I don't think it would take 2 years to teach him all these mechanics that he apparently has wrong with his game right now. I would think the learning curve would be shorter.
Why don't you change your hypothetical to 1 year?
Okay.
Just to 1 year. Would you be
willing to wait 1 year?
Sure.
But JP,
if you're telling me he thinks he's the best quarterback, sure.
But number two picks don't sit for 2 years.
So say 1 year.
That's a
I know
real
they don't.
1 year's a little, again, 1 year is a little different, yeah. But to compare him to Jordan Love, it's a very difficult
they don't even
comparison.
Sit for 1 year for the most part. Now, Love did.
I know, but who cares? Like, we got to get outside this whole thinking that, well, just because the rest of the league doesn't do it doesn't mean it can't be done. The guys are paid very little. I understand you want control and you want to win on a cheap contract in a perfect world. But if you sit him for a year and then you're convinced in 12 months after all of this professional coaching and tutelage that he's going to be a markedly different player and it's going to set him right for 10 years, I think it's worth it to wait one year.
I would be fine with that if there was a better established starting quarterback in front of him.
But why? Because they're not, nobody
that
in
doesn't
that building,
affect his development.
Nobody because in Marcus, that building cares, honestly,
this is
what
why.
They do this year.
This is why.
Right.
Because Marcus Mariota, you're not going to be able to sit May for 17 games behind Mariota. He's going to have to play.
Why?
Well, unless you're resolute with your plan.
You play another guy.
So you play
Jeff Driskel.
Or somebody else.
Pick up Josh Johnson off the streets.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because they're not going into this season going, we're just going to punt the year and start a third stringer if that's possible.
They do it in other sports all the time.
So NFL's different, though.
So if
because
you
there's not as much security for the coaching staff.
If you believe Dan Orlovsky is right,
I think
that's just his opinion. Security. Others may believe Drake May is ready. You're not willing under the current situation.
He's always Mr. Practical. Yeah. He just doesn't see a scenario.
Here's the reality.
I'm willing to do it for a month or so. But for a full season, you don't want to see Marcus Mariota as your team starting for a full year.
But I don't. But if it tells, but if it sets me up for success for 5 years, I'm fine with it.
I think he could still get better even if he plays.
Of course, it's possible.
He could.
Here's why
and
Orlovsky.
I actually like the guy.
Here's
sitting.
Why Orlovsky and others have been saying this. The real difference between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Sure, there's a difference in athleticism, size, all those different things. Is he got 5 years of college football starts for Jaden Daniels.
Right. Well, one was a COVID year, but.
Okay. But still,
but
5 years
still
of college
practicing.
Football. Drake May had three.
Barely.
So, right, barely three. But I'm just saying 3 years of college football versus 5 years of college football. A lot of people think Drake May needs more football to get up to speed.
And Drake May missed his senior year in high school because of COVID.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Correct. So it's just an experience thing. And so guys like Orlovsky are saying, hey, this guy's unbelievable in terms of talent, but we got to polish it.
For the sake of the segment, right, and the bit, if you're saying, all right, in year three, he's going to be a superstar if he sits, of course you would take that if you could predict the world, but you can't. And you do not want you don't want Marcus Mariota starting for 17 weeks.
I'm hung up on Mariota.
That just improves your draft stock.
You just don't.
In my opinion.
I know, but
what if it was Jimmy Garoppolo? Instead of Mariota,
he's better.
It was Jimmy G.
Yeah. But they're
so
not stuck
because you have chances to win games there.
I know, but their goal is not to squeak into the playoffs this year.
Their goal is to make the playoffs.
No. Their goal is to build a foundation.
Correct.
To make repeated runs.
I get that, but I guarantee you their goal is to make the playoffs.
That's
they
true,
want to
but
make
if,
the playoffs.
But if they sit,
not
if
necessarily.
If they sit the number two pick, then their first goal is
it's
not
a
to
competitive
make the playoffs.
Coaching staff with a competitive front office. They want to put the best team possible out there and try and make the playoffs.
But they don't want to do it at the downside expense of ruining the future.
Like true, they may not feel like they are ruining the future if they start the kid.
That's also true.
They may feel like playing and starting and against NFL talent is also developing him.
All right, you can vote on our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day at Junks Radio. We'll come back, take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Are you willing to be patient and have a guy like Drake May sit for a season or possibly two if it is the best long-term play?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.